When a Bayfield entrepreneur tried to bottle water from an artesian well in the Lake Superior watershed, the grassroots group called Lake Superior Not For Sale fought back against what they saw as exploitation of the lake's precious resources.
And they won. Last month marked the end of a three-year legal battle when the state's high court refused to hear an appeal.
Jennifer Bully is a board member of Lake Superior Not For Sale. She's a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe and a water protector. Bully sees it as her responsibility to help protect water now and for future generations. She's been on water walks. These are the indigenous-led walks where people pray to protect the water with every step. And Jennifer Bully joins us now. Welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, thank you, Kate, so much. It's such an honor to be here. I really appreciate this opportunity.
You're at the end of this years-long battle over a proposal to bottle and sell water from a well near Lake Superior, the state's high court refusing to take up the lawsuit. How do you feel about the outcome of this legal fight?
It's a good day for the water. I feel very hopeful. I feel very grateful that people within all of the different regions, agencies, courts have seen that Lake Superior is worth saving and not commodifying her, because this is water that we're all eventually going to need and we'll have to share. So I'm very grateful.
Can you talk about why you call Lake Superior her?
So in my Anishinaabe culture, women are the water carriers and the water protectors. And I just feel like she has a female presence, right? Mm. She has a female energy. She can be loving and gentle and healing, and she can be fierce and righteous and take things down in a moment's notice. And I feel like that is a lot of, as women, what we do. We are very gentle and healing, but we can also be very fierce, especially when it comes to our babies.
You are a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe. How does your identity as an Indigenous person contribute to this perspective on how we value our water resources in Wisconsin and specifically Lake Superior?
So as an Indigenous woman, as an Anishinaabe, Kwe, and member of the Bad River Band, water is just very, very important. Like I mentioned earlier, women in Anishinaabe culture are considered the water protectors. And so it's really within our role to make sure that the water is healthy, that she's being taken care of and being looked after. And that is something that has just been integrated into my life since I was born. My grandfather, who is from Baraga, Sugar Island specifically, up in by Sault Ste. Marie, he always, made time to be able to go to the water. My dad, as I was a younger child, we did a lot of like walking and hiking around sources of water, and it's just become such a source of hope and healing for me.
On these walks and with your grandfather and your father, did they tell you stories of the lake that stuck with you?
They did. My family were harvesters of wild rice, and so it's something that our family has always done and engaged in. And so when I went ricing with my dad several times, and he would always sing me the ricing song. And it's just the word manumen, which is the word for wild rice. And so he would sing that in a specific kind of a way. And it really just, it was like an honoring, right? We know that our voices, especially our singing voices, we consider those sacred vibrations, and it's a way that we connect to the natural world, but then also to Creator. And so when he did that, it just really made the experience very special and something to just remember. The other thing that I would like to share, my teacher, Doreen Day, she is an Indigenous midwife and a spiritual leader. She's an amazing woman. She really brought the whole idea of water and what it exemplifies and how important she is to our continued well-being and our future. And so her and her grandson would travel up to Red Cliff frequently. And her grandson had said, we need a song to sing to the water when we're getting ready to come to her. And so that really the song that she wrote is the water song that a lot of people hear now. And it just means we love you, water, we love you, we thank you, we respect you.
Oh, Jennifer, thank you for sharing those deeply personal stories. We are talking with Jennifer Bully, a board member of the organization Lake Superior Not For Sale. She is a water protector and a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe. You had the honor to participate in water walks with Josephine Mendamin. That's an Anishinaabe grandmother, an elder who walked about 25,000 miles around the shorelines of all the Great Lakes and other North American waterways. She passed in 2019, and let's listen to her talking about her work in 2017.
I just want people to really understand that water is so important. We don't take care of it, it won't take care of us. The animals will die. Plants will die, everything will die if we don't have water. So I petition people to raise awareness within their own selves. We can be very powerful.
How did Josephine inspire your work?
Oh, she's just such an amazing woman, and just her dedication and her perseverance and her resilience through everything that she's been through, and what she sacrificed for the water and for our people, really, and for everyone across the globe. She represents so much of what I hold near and dear to my heart as far as connecting with the water. Her words ring incredibly true. Water is necessary for every aspect of life, and we need to treat her well so that she can return that favor. It's a reciprocal relationship. And I'm just so grateful that I had the small opportunity to just be in her presence during some of those walks, along with my other aunties.
What can people who are hearing your voice do in their daily lives to protect Lake Superior, to be a really good steward of the vast resources of the Great Lakes?
So I think about this a lot because there's so many things, right, that we could be doing. Mm. But I would really encourage everyone to create a personal connection with the water. If you can get to a source of water, if you can get by a body of water, it's so incredibly important to just sit with her, be still, let her fill your heart and make that connection. Because I feel when we have that personal connection with the natural world, especially with water, it becomes part of who we are, and it becomes very important in the work that we do every day. So I really encourage folks to just have that personal connection. And then once you feel like you have that connection with her, and it's a relationship that you continue to build and grow upon, just like any other relationship, and then find out in your area, what are some of the local community gatherings or happenings around water. If you would like to, you can obviously check out Lake Superior Not For Sale. We can be a point of resource for folks, but we can, you know, all do our part by making sure the shorelines are clean, you know, making sure that we are paying attention to the boating signs at the different landings, and that we're taking care of the water in that way, so we're not introducing invasive species, all different kinds of things. But really, at the heart of it, I would really ask everyone to develop and cultivate that personal connection to water.
Jennifer, what is next for you and the organization Lake Superior Not For Sale? What issues do you want to work on next?
So just continuing this journey, continuing to fight extraction efforts. We have all kinds of things that are going on. You know, there's Line 5 with Enbridge, and I know that's a very hot topic. But again, we need to protect this water, because if it's not here, it doesn't matter if our homes are heated. Mm. It doesn't matter that we have energy, because we won't be able to live or sustain life without her. You know, that water is, it's always been there, and she will always be here. Whether or not we live to enjoy her in the way that we do now is really up to us.
Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you so much. And mi gwich, again, ninga zichigeo and jenipe. I do it for the water.
Jennifer Bully is a board member of Lake Superior Not For Sale. She is a water protector and member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe. We learned about her efforts to protect Lake Superior and other water resources in Wisconsin.
Some improv classes may tell you, hey, you don't have to be a comedian to do sketch comedy. I've tried it just once, on air, no less. It was a little bit intimidating.
I bet. Putting yourself out there, Rob Ferret. Well, next week on the show, we get to look at comedy from multiple angles with a graphic novel about the late comedian Chris Farley and his Madison youth and early years at Second City in Chicago.
Then later in the week, we find out about a community-run improv theater in Milwaukee.
And we want to hear about your stand-up comedy experiences. Have you tried an open mic event? How did it go? Have you always wanted to try your hand at stand-up? What's holding you back? And if you do stand-up comedy, what's your best material?
Or if you're just a fan, what was your favorite comedy show you ever saw live? Email your comedy improv story. Wisconsin Today at WPR.org is the address. That's Wisconsin Today at WPR.org. Or you can call or text us at 888-642-0232.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.